When I finished art school, I came back to Atlanta reluctantly because I knew jobs were going to be few and far between in the arts. But at that time, they were planning to do Underground Atlanta. Now, Atlanta is one of the few cities that has this, but they found that Atlanta had been built in layers under downtown at Five Points. And I went to Underground Atlanta and I looked, and it was mostly concrete, and it looked like it would look when you were doing the foundation for a building. And one of the people who was trying to sell property down there, because it was such an odd idea that they were having trouble getting bankers to imagine restaurants and beautiful things under a city. And of course, artists always carry their portfolio with them. You don't do anything unless you carry your portfolio. He looked at my work and said, "Would you be willing to come down here and set up such and such a days, because we're going to bring some bankers and we want to give them some kind of idea of this place."
So you were helping to create the vision for Underground.
Right. And I said, okay. And they did get the backing. But as it turned out, I stayed. And at the time, I was the only portrait artist down there. And I was the only portrait artist who would work with people standing around to see how it was coming. It turned out to be a wonderful time for me. I had my own dais, and I had gone to an antique place and bought a very unusual chair, and the dais was covered with carpet and all of that, so that whoever sat for me had the feeling that this was special and that they were special. And there were times in the middle of a picture that I'd look around and people would be five and six deep all around. Entertainers would come in. And Dizzy Gillespie, I will always remember, because he brought his horn. And he had this horn that he had designed that had a shorter length in the horn part and was sort of bent and gave a sound that was like no other sound. And he let me do a little sketch for myself in watercolor that I have kept to this day. I didn't charge big amounts, but most of my clients were Caucasian at that time because my people still thought they weren't that attractive. And as an artist, I was trained not to see what people tell me to see, but to actually look. You know, my people were struggling just to have milk and bread, let alone
the luxury
pictures.
Of art.
Uh-huh. Yes. Art is a luxury, but it's one of those necessary luxuries. It's
absolutely
necessary for the sake of the soul.